My body wants to believe everything that God and I want. I'm a lesson gleaned, all the things that you want. I'm trying hard to believe, is everything as open as I thought? I know I'll want it.
Yes, that is right. What were we listening to, Emily?
We are listening to CITR 101.9 FM or www.citr.ca, broadcasting live. We're here at the Vanier Courtyard at UBC on the traditional and unceded Coast Salish land of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. And right now we're at the Jumpstart Carnival.
Yes, and there's a lot of buzz going on. And I don't just mean the buzz of these microphones, which is strangely intense, but also somewhat alluring. It's a signal for you to stay tuned. The excitement of transformation, but also there's the buzz of a generator over there right now where, you know, it's a carnival. There's jumpy pad things,
bouncy castles.
There's cotton candy, there's popcorn, there's, what else do you see, Emily?
There's life-size chess for the intellectuals.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some life-size Connect Four.
Mm-hmm.
Mini putt.
For those who are not quite ready for chess, but are still into the spirit of competition.
Yep. There's some balloons that spell a jumpstart. Very exciting.
Yes, and some people are playing with those balloons. I thought they were holding them up earlier, that there's some kind of labor situation going on here. And if there was, CITR, again, 101.9 FM, is on the site, ready to cover it. But
ooh, there's also a life-size game of Jenga, and it is getting intense.
Indeed. The intensity is ratcheting to all new heights. And what is the jumpstart, by the way?
I'm glad you asked, John. So Jumpstart is a yearly program at UBC, and it introduces international students to life here on campus and in Vancouver. And later on, we're going to interview some of the international students and some of the volunteers here. We're going to play some music and talk about the freshman experience.
Indeed. It's going to be a lot of fun because a lot of these people have never been on the radio before, much less Vancouver. Again, this is the first time they've been in Vancouver for a lot of them if they're in the Jumpstart program. They're from maybe as close as the States, maybe as close as other provinces in Canada, other parts of BC. But they're not from Vancouver, and they're completely new to UBC. So there's going to be a lot of interesting dynamics going on.
All about new experiences. Do you remember when you were a young freshman, John?
Yes, but I went to SFU, so it was rather dreary. There are lots of clouds. I had to climb a mountain every day. I literally had to climb a mountain every day to get to school. In the winter, the roads with frost over and buses, there'd be this terrible impasse, and the students had this languor in their eyes. And just being here at Jumpstart, it makes me happy. Seeing these kids, fresh-eyed, ready to jump. Sorry, I don't mean kids. I'm a young man myself.
The youth of today.
The youth of today, ourselves included, CITR 101.9 FM.
Just full of hopes and dreams.
And we're going to get a chance to interrogate those hopes and dreams. Go deep. This is going to be a real deep live broadcast. We're going to break out the wireless mics to do some live broadcasting from the life-size Jenga, from the life-size chess, from that flippy cup table to emulate drinking games that surely no one here is old enough to legally play yet. So we're going to be putting on some music, and then we're going to be back with you very soon. Again, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from the UBC Jumpstart Carnival. Going to get some fresh new voices on the air. But until then, here again is Sir Unplage's Flagrant Foul. We'll be right back.
take you there, but there's just no room or time to spare. In the place where nobody knows I go, the place where nobody knows I go, the place where nobody knows I go, nobody knows I go. Take you there, but there's just no room or time to spare. In the place where nobody knows I go, the place where nobody knows I go, the place where nobody knows I go, nobody knows I go.
I'm here with three lovely volunteers for the Jumpstart Carnival. If you wouldn't mind introducing yourselves.
My name is Lenora.
My name's Coco.
I'm Lauren.
And why did you guys want to volunteer to help out with this event?
For me, being a part of Jumpstart, I attended it in 2012 as a participant, and it was a great way for me to build community. And a lot of the friends that I made in Jumpstart when I attended are my friends that are I have right now. So it was a great way for me to meet friends before the school year started. So it just gave me a head start as opposed to a lot of other students that didn't attend the program. So yeah. How about you guys?
Like Lenora said, I would say that definitely the friends that I made during Jumpstart last year, because I was a participant in Jumpstart last year, I would say that my friends from Jumpstart in those 2 weeks have stuck with me throughout the entire year, and I'm actually living with two of my friends from Jumpstart. So I would say that Jumpstart really extends outside of the 2 weeks that we have programming and such. I decided to come back as an orientation leader so that I could kind of be the facilitator of that community for everyone else, for all the other international students coming in.
I feel like school can be pretty overwhelming for kids when they first get here, so it's really nice that they have this extra time beforehand to get acquainted with the community, and also especially for people that are from far away from Canada, there's big cultural differences. It gives them an opportunity to like get used to the culture here before being thrown into school as well.
And what kind of things have you guys been doing over the past week?
There are academic sessions every day, and it gives students an opportunity to see what a classroom at UBC is like without actually having the pressure of having any assignments due. So I think a lot of students appreciate that. And then there's also co-curricular activities every night and social events, which gives a lot of students that might be shy opportunities to meet people in different ways.
Also, during Jumpstart, we bring students together in groups of 15 to 30 participants, and those are called learning communities, and it's just a way for the students to get in touch with people that are in their faculty. So I'm an arts orientation leader, so I have 32 arts students that can all get to know each other before classes start, and it's just a nice little community of people where they feel comfortable sharing who they are and where they're from, all that. Just a way to get more climatized into UBC environment.
And the great thing about it is the academic sessions and the social sessions were put together in such a way that it gives them a realistic view of what university life is really like and gives them a head start in an atmosphere where they get to start habit forming and get to, you know, be in a pattern where they continue to do these things and it can transfer on when the school year actually starts.
Do you have a favorite event or memory so far?
For me, I think my favorite event would be the opening ceremony, where there were a bunch of performances and there were a bunch of guest speakers and students themselves who have been through the program. And the talks were really inspiring and kind of gave you a feel of what UBC is like. So you leave it feeling inspired and kind of enthusiastic about starting the school year, which was really great.
I really enjoyed the Share It program, which is like an open mic for all of Jumpstart. And I saw a lot of students go on stage that I think are normally quite shy, but I think it took a lot of courage for them to go up on the stage in front of everyone and perform. I think that was a big opportunity for them to get out of their comfort zone, so that was really inspiring.
I would say that I have a couple favorite events, but one of them was visiting the Museum of Anthropology with my learning community and just seeing how everyone was interacting with the artifacts that we had there. And it was really interesting because a lot of the students didn't know the Native Canadian story behind where we're living here at UBC. So it was really nice to see that and see them learning about it for the first time. Also for them to be able to share their cultures. I had one Korean student that was teaching us about his heritage and pointing all the artifacts in his family. And then also I would say that one low-key program that we have, the title of it, is Jam Session. I did that the other night, and it was just really lovely to bring all these students together who are there voluntarily. And they come together to play music and sing songs, and they can bring their instruments. We had a flute, a violin, like so many guitars, all the like vocalists and singers, and it was really beautiful to have everyone come together like that.
And so what happens to Jumpstart after tonight? Does it continue on after this?
It definitely continues on. I met some of my best friends on the second day of Jumpstart, and I'm still great friends with them today, and I think that's like a very common story for Jumpstart participants. A lot of people say that they meet friends in Jumpstart, and they may not be their best friends, but they meet people through those people. When school starts, it's harder to have those opportunities to meet people, so I think in some way or another, it definitely continues on throughout the year.
Also, one way that Jumpstart continues on is that we really like to keep tabs on the Jumpstart participants throughout the year and see how they're doing. And so I know that last year my orientation leaders would always like message me from time to time and see how I was doing. And I plan to do that with my students that have been in my learning community and outside of learning community. Because again, it's, you know, we all become friends in this in these 2 weeks, and it's really incredible how we all kind of stick together and then can branch out from there.
What has been the feedback so far from the students?
For the students in my learning community, I found that they absolutely love it. Some more than others would like the social events because they seem fun, and the academic stuff may be a little bit scary, but I think they've gotten a great understanding of what their expectations are when school starts. So for the most part, I've gotten very positive feedback about how it's helped them get their footing here at UBC. So yeah.
And what else should people know about Jumpstart?
Well, I would say that Jumpstart is it's a very inclusive environment. You know, we're bringing together international students from all over the world. So it is kind of a learning time for a lot of students, just to know the culture here in Canada, and also just to kind of experience other cultures as well. And it's kind of a way for people to kind of feel like it's a home away from home, because a lot of students are coming in from international schools. And so I know that when I came to Jumpstart, I felt very at home within this international community. And sometimes coming to Canada, it may not feel like that because there are a lot of Canadians coming in, you know, within the next week, I think. I don't know, like, what would you say?
Yeah, I guess that I think a lot of Canadian students wish that they could do Jumpstart as well, but I think in a way it still affects them because they're coming into places where now the international students have some connections. So if they make a friend that was in the Jumpstart program, that person can introduce them to so many other people. So I think that it affects more than just the international students.
I also think something that people might not know about Jumpstart is that we actually give the participants an opportunity to talk to multiple professors before the school year starts. So I think it's really important that these students recognize that professors aren't always scary, and you can actually go and approach them, and they can be kind of a peer to you as well and be a mentor. And so we give our students the opportunity to interact with the professors on a daily basis through our faculty fellow program, where professors will come in for Jumpstart and teach lessons to our learning communities. And so I think that that's something that's incredibly valuable that I really took from Jumpstart last year, because I know that I was, you know, kind of scared of professors before coming in, but really I think that's something extremely valuable that I took from it.
I think outside of teaching students what university life is like, there's a lot of values that are instilled in the students, because we do have a lot of students from all around the world who have different value systems, different things that they believe in, and they learn to be accepting and tolerate people who have different beliefs. And I think that's a great thing for people to learn being in such a multicultural society.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome. We were glad to do this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here at the Jumpstart Carnival. We're going to get back to some music, and then we're going to interview some more students.
How was the interview?
I mean, you missed a great interview, John.
Well, if you are listening right now, I implore you, do not miss any more of this incredible content. CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Vanier Courtyard. This is John. Just hopping in now. I'm hopping in like I own this. Emily, great interview. I'm with Emily, another host of ours. We also have Phil. He's doing production with us. And we are broadcasting live from the Vanier Courtyard until 9 p.m., when we will be switching over to Crimes and Treasons, CITR's very own old disc hip-hop show. They used to be called Rhymes and Reasons, but now it's Crimes and Treasons.
I think it's probably one of the coolest shows on CITR. Would you say that?
I mean, what is happening right now would be the coolest show.
In terms of music.
Well, let me tell you what. We're about to drop an incredible track for you if you are listening now. Stay tuned for more great interview content. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to Never Been So Stuck by Nicki and the Dots. What do you think about this cover? It's a got kind of a 50s vibe going on. Got the Bowlerama.
Bowling.
Linoleum Walk.
I can't remember the last time I went bowling.
Neither can I. Hey, how's it going? Never mind. Fantastic. All right, so if you're out there listening right now, you did not hear that. We have some Jumpstart participants with us. Emily, do you care to dive again into this interview?
You know what, John? I'm going to let you take this one.
The look on your face tells me that you are so enthused and excited.
I am enthused. But I want to give you a chance, John.
I'll tell you what. You know what? Let's go to music. We're going to play Rock, Paper, Scissors real quick.
Okay.
Figure this out. Then we'll do the interview.
Such plans when you don't make plans anymore. Oh, 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 why can't I see?
I'm here with two of the participants of Jumpstart. What are your names?
My name is Carolina.
And my name is Becky.
And where have you two traveled from?
So I'm originally from Sweden, but I'm half Croatian, and I've been living in Costa Rica for the past 2 years.
I'm originally English, but I've been living in Thailand for the last 7 years.
Very exciting. And what made you guys want to come study at UBC?
It's an amazing school, and it also, because of the location, I mean, Vancouver is an amazing city, so it's just a good combination of many different great things.
Like she said, I agree with everything. I also know the environment it's in and the opportunities to be outdoors is numerous, never ending, so that's excited me a lot.
And what are you two going to be studying?
So I want to do a double major in geography and environmental sustainability and also international relations.
And I also want to do a major in geography, but with a minor in Spanish.
Very impressive. And so what is your guys' favorite thing been so far about Jumpstart?
Meeting new people and making new friends.
I also agree with her, and also just kind of feeling at home and making the transition more easy.
How have you been liking Vancouver so far?
A lot. Vancouver is beautiful, and also we had really good weather these past weeks or a week, so it's been great. Amazing.
Yeah, Vancouver is just, there's nothing like it with the mountains and the sea and the land and the city. I love it so much.
Have you guys visited any of the sites in Vancouver, or what have you seen so far?
I've been to Stanley Park. We also went downtown, and we went to Granville Island, and it was amazing, especially the food markets. They were quite something.
Yeah. And do you guys have any plans for UBC this year? Anything you want to do this year?
I just really want to make sure that I'm involved in as much things as I can be in. I want to be in clubs. I want to be in sports. I want to make sure that I can maintain a good balance with my social life and my academics as well.
Yeah, well, one of the clubs you can join on campus, I would say possibly the best club on campus, CITR Radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No. Highly recommend getting involved, checking out the station, which is in the Nest. Yeah. And so have you tried anything new during Jumpstart so far?
That's a good question. Well, moving to a completely different country, I've actually tried my first bagel.
Wow.
At UBC, so...
And what are your take on the bagel?
Well, it's peanut butter, of course. Well, yeah, it was great.
My first frat party, that was a bit crazy and not what I'm used to.
And can I ask, how many languages do you guys speak?
Okay, since I'm half Swedish, half Croatian, I speak Swedish and Croatian. And I also lived in France, so I speak French, a little bit of Spanish, and English.
English and Spanish.
And do you have a favorite moment or memory that you've made so far?
Oh, that's a hard question. I actually had a really nice moment when we were just, you know, when you make friends and suddenly you realize that you're close to each other, because we were making a rap for our learning community. And that was a great moment. I really liked it.
Yeah, I've just really enjoyed having breakfast, lunch, and dinner with the same people. And it's an experience just like a family where you get to know each other more and more because you're always talking. And then, of course, Rec Beach was a bit of a crazy experience.
If you had to describe Jumpstart in one sentence, how would you sum it up?
Wow. new things, but fun things at the same time.
I would say it's a must for any international kid to do.
And is there anything else that our listeners should know?
No.
That's
it. I think it's good.
All right.
Nope. Vancouver is a great place.
All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to me.
Another fantastic interview, Emily.
Thank you, John.
Truly, this is the Jumpstart Carnival at UBC on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. We're going to be broadcasting for another 30 minutes right here from the Vanier Courtyard, and it's real exciting. So far, we've heard from coordinators, we've heard from students. People have been gathered around this copious amounts of pink cotton candy. Just being demolished right now.
Yeah, it's looking pretty exciting out there. There was people dancing. There was water flying about in a festive manner.
Now, and let us paint in your mind's eye, if possible. There is this jumpy castle over here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there two of them, actually? Or is
yes,
it
there are two.
A giant
Well, the
one?
Second one's like sort of this thing you have to get across. This one's more like a hurdle
Like a challenge situation.
Yeah, indeed. Although both are challenges in their own way. This one is a stern authoritarian challenge. On top of this bouncy castle, there is a bouncy man in camo with some kind of a green sergeant's hat, a ranger hat. You can see, these students are going through this this adventurous tunnel of destruction. You've got the man bouncing up and down, being thrashed about, his visage and face indomitable in spite of all of the thrashings and the bodies flying against the soft surfaces of the bouncy castle, just in total tumult.
I think our listeners should also know that we're viewing the bouncy castle through a tree. We're looking through the bushes.
If our representation is not 100%, well, I guess you just have to
be
here.
I feel like I'm in the jungle, like looking at an army camp of fun. That's how I would describe it.
For those of you listening, expect more pictures, paintings of the mind's eye here from the UNA. Sorry, not UNA. The Jumpstart Carnival. We're going to be broadcasting until 9 p.m. Then we switch over to Crimes and Treasons.
Oh, there's a conga line.
There is a conga line.
Woo-hoo.
Anything is possible at the Jumpstart Carnival. Anything is possible.
Possible at CITR.
It's true. Emily, how did you get started at CITR, and how long did it take for you to transfer from being a student of the school to being enmeshed within one of its premier clubs, CITR?
I decided right as soon as I came to UBC, I said, you know what's for me? Radio. I'm going to join news. And they welcomed me with open arms. And very soon, I was learning all about live broadcasting, speaking on air, doing interviews.
Yes, it might be the case that you would expect yourself to come on as a professional, but because you know, Emily, your gift in the interview, in the gab, is so significant. But it is true, you can get training at CITR. You can learn how to do what we're doing right now.
You can even learn to DJ, skill.
And you don't have to be a jump starter to do it.
It's true.
You can just find out how to get involved at CITR.ca.
You don't even have to be a UBC student. You can be a community member.
But we are at the Jumpstart Carnival. Pertaining to that, we're going to put on some music, and then we're going to go look for more Jumpstarters to interview. So talk to you soon.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language. Recognizing the importance of contemporary sound,
and the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
was the Uma Uma Truth List by My Face. And now we have another interview, this time with John Q.
Hello, it's me, John. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the Vanier Courtyard at UBC on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. I am with a very special guest, another Jumpstarter, and maybe you could introduce yourself.
Hello, my name's Zach. I am from Belgium, but I was born in Colorado. It's a bit complicated, but there you go.
I think the complicated stories are the most fun in terms
right?
of where... I just come from Richmond, so I live like 30 minutes south of Vancouver.
Well, that's interesting.
Thank you.
Of course.
I'm glad we could share interesting stories.
That's
and
what I'm here
for. So you've been in the Jumpstart program. What's
yes.
been your favorite part so far?
It'd have to be a tie between just getting to meet new people from around the world and going to the Museum of Anthropology.
How long did you spend there?
Probably an hour and a half.
And
it was fascinating.
Yeah, and you can go back anytime for free. Even if, like, after you've graduated, you can hold on to that student card, make little alterations to the back, always have free access.
Watch, in 60 years, I'll be showing
yeah.
up with this old card.
Yeah.
It's all torn up and it's dingy. Hand it to the guard and say, I'm still a UBC student.
Is doctoring related to your discipline? What are you going to be doing at UBC?
Honestly, I have no idea
that's,
at the moment.
That's complicated and tons of fun, too.
Right now I'm in one of the cap streams. I think it's
right.
individual and society, and then I'm
okay.
taking German.
Right,
but
right.
as for a major, maybe journalism. I don't know.
Yeah, and
I know that's a graduate program.
We have a journalism grad with us right now,
Ooh.
So like definitely lots to talk shop about. So what's something that's on your UBC bucket list?
My UBC bucket list. I've heard a lot about this Day of the Longboat.
Day of the Longboat coming up quite soon.
Whatever that is, that sounds like fun.
It's, yeah, from my understanding. Emily, do you have any more insight on Day of the Longboat?
I have never been personally, but I have friends who have gone. There's some rowing involved. Just being out on the water, enjoying Vancouver.
Rowing.
Sounds
being
like
out
fun.
On the water. Vancouver.
Sounds like fun.
All great things. Yeah, no, it's. I hear it's tons of fun, and like there are events like that happening at UBC all around. Like, have you heard about any other big events that have caught your attention?
Probably only the ones that everybody's heard about, like Day of the Longboat, Storm the Wall.
Right, right, right.
Those are the only two that I can think of at the moment. I know there are others. They're not coming to mind.
Have you been down to the beaches yet or
I've
anywhere
been to
else?
I've been to Wreck Beach 3 times.
Nice, nice. It's been incredible weather out here, so...
It really has been. I was expecting Vancouver to be rainy.
Yeah. So global warming has hit Vancouver in a very interesting way. It
oh,
used
lovely.
To be, yeah, during when it got into the winter here, it used to be that there would be rain for like just 60 days straight. And there are still quite heavy, intense rain periods. But now it's, you know, it just doesn't rain like it used to.
Yeah.
And it's pretty nice if you live in Vancouver. Not so great elsewhere. But we're also very lucky in Vancouver in that we don't get actual winters. It just
yeah.
rains. So we're the only people in Canada, maybe, who can have that privilege.
Possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, so what is something new that you've tried at Jumpstart? Something that you haven't tried
new?
Anywhere else?
Going down to Wreck Beach. It's
how,
the
how was
first
your trip?
Nudist beach that I've ever been to.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a shock.
Hmm.
I mean, I knew that it was a clothing optional beach from the get-go.
Right.
But as soon as I got down the stairs, I just kind of, what?
So you yourself didn't partake, is my understanding
Correct.
Here. All right.
Nor do I plan on it.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, you got a few years ahead of you at UBC. Anything could happen. You could fall out of a longboat, just be missing all of your clothing simultaneously.
I somewhat doubt that will happen, but okay.
So you've been around, per se. Like, I'm wondering, with Jumpstart, we have a lot of people who have had a lot of just living in multiple places. I'm wondering, like,
yeah.
do you just know English, like, or other languages that you know?
English is my native language.
Mm-hmm.
That was the language that I grew up in
right.
for the first part of my life. And then I moved to Belgium. I moved to the town of Villars-la-Ville, in southern Belgium, so where they speak French.
Right.
So now I speak French fluently.
Nice.
And it's weird being bilingual, because I forget words in both languages.
Right.
And I don't know what language I'm thinking in half the time.
Definitely. My first language, my native language, is one that I completely have no grasp on now. So it was useful for that really formative period, and then just zapped out of my head. Sometimes I will just start thinking in that language, and it's not very coherent. I'm wondering, maybe is there a particularly Belgian saying or idiom, a piece of wisdom that you'd like to share with us?
I can think of a couple, but I'm not sure that they'd be appropriate for the Francophone listeners.
Oh, it's all right. I think we're getting to, it's 8:50. After 9, we have a lot more free license. As long as it's not hateful. If it's just profane, I think we can tolerate it.
I need to think for a moment. I've been out of Belgium for a year and a half.
Well, maybe let's return to this, and I ask you one more question. So what are you looking forward to in terms of school for the upcoming year?
Just learning new things.
Yeah.
I like learning, but I hated high school.
Right.
And I'm hoping that here I'll be able to learn in a way that makes it a lot more fun than just memorize A, B, and C, regurgitate them for tests, and never remember them again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that is just, it's just boring, honestly.
And you don't really learn anything besides how to do the tests.
Also true.
So I'm going to ask you one more question, and then we're going to return to those apparently horrifying, profane...
Well, they're not horrifying, but...
Well, let me ask you.
Yes.
If you could sum up Jumpstart in one sentence, what would it be?
How long does the sentence have to be?
It can be as long as you like. Run-ons don't exist here.
Jumpstart is the weirdest, most exhausting, eye-opening experience I've had in a very long time, and I don't think I'd have it any other way.
Wow, incredible. That was very on point, I think. And I just like to say, I hope that you get a few nights of rest between now and school, that you find some time in there to just relax.
Unlikely, but one can hope.
Well, if you can keep up the momentum, that's good too. So would you care to share an idiom with us, or are you going to pass?
The only one that I can remember that applies to right now is Sakai.
And what does that mean?
It's freezing.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on air.
Thank you for interviewing me. It was a pleasure.
All right. And if you care ever to drop by CITR, we're located in the bottom floor of the Nest. We're always looking for new people to come on air, have their own shows, write in our magazine. And just get involved.
Sounds lovely.
Great. Hope to see you sometime soon.
Hope to see you.
So, John, do you know anything in another language? Any sayings?
I can teach you something interesting about Cantonese right now.
I would love to learn.
So, with 8 minutes left in the broadcast. All right, we're going to get into this. All right.
Going deep.
So, Cantonese is a very intonation and inflection-based language.
Right, a tonal language.
Sorry?
A tonal language.
Yes, it's a very tonal language. It's very much based on the tone in which you are speaking and also the pitch at which you are speaking. So, I could say something like, go, 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 go. And that's a coherent sentence.
A very famous Cantonese sentence, I believe.
Indeed. A very famous Cantonese sentence for its nonsensical nature, too. And from my understanding, the tests have shown that as soon as you're, 10 to 12 months, you've already developed your set languages, your native language's set of tones. And your ability to understand certain tones is significantly limited by the time you're already in this age range. So, although Cantonese is my native language. I'm not proficient in Cantonese. I'm not fluent, per se. But nonetheless, it is my native language. And yet, for me, understanding the tonalities of Cantonese is very simple. So, again, go, 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 which means that brother is taller than that brother, is coherent to me. And, this is the great thing about Jumpstart, is because, it is just wonderful to see people from all around the world, coming together, having fun, having a blast. And, these jump starters are going to be going into a new year, and it's going to be great.
A new year of learning and friendship.
New year of learning and friendship. Oh, this is exciting. We have some new students coming by right now to do another round of interviews. I've got to check out for a moment, Emily, so you'll have to be the one to take this.
All right.
But maybe each of you could introduce yourselves. And so we're live on CITR 101.9 FM right now. This is UBC's radio station. Been a student club for 78 years, actually. And we're always looking for new volunteers, new people. Maybe introduce yourself. Say where you're from.
I'm Janam. I'm from Indonesia, and it's my first day here. I know nobody here. It's very freaky, and I'm just trying to smile through it all.
Hi, I'm Noah. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and Jumpstart is just the best thing ever. It's super sick. If you're a little kid and you're thinking about doing it, definitely do it because it's the best.
Hi, everyone. My name is Arno. I'm French, and I've lived around places and stuff. And this is my first week at Jumpstart, and it's been like the best week of my life so far. Like, it's wonderful, it's great.
And what are you guys gonna be studying here at UBC?
I'm gonna be studying engineering.
Hopefully I'll get into the film program here next year.
I'm more into literature, English, the English kind.
And what made you guys wanna come to UBC in Vancouver?
The campus is huge, the weather is okay. Okay, I'll give you that. And I heard the people are nice. I don't know. This is literally the first thing I'm doing.
Well, Vancouver is the second largest city for film in the world, and I want to pursue that. And so I went to a really great film school that is in Vancouver, even just to like help me be closer to like such a great epicenter of the art.
I chose UBC because it's one of the most international schools in the world. And since I've always been in international schools, I really feel at home here. Also, the engineering program, like the first year, it's general engineering, so you don't have to commit right away to like a specialty. So I really found that attractive as a school for me personally, yeah.
And what do you guys think of Vancouver and UBC so far? You've only been here one day, but what are your takeaways?
It's so big. I could probably spend my first 2-3 weeks here just getting lost.
What was the question?
What do you guys think about UBC in Vancouver so far?
Well, just beautiful campus, beautiful weather. I've had a blast here, and I've only been here for like a week. I'm super stoked for the year coming up.
So for me, contrary from her, I came from a really, really big city, Manila. So shout out to all my Pinoys. And Vancouver is like the perfect size. It's like 10 times smaller than Manila, and it's nice because like there's enough space. It's like really developed. I really like it. And I came from a really small school though. Like we're only 12 in my grade. So shout out to all those people. And having this many people is like really like overwhelming and impressive. But I love it. It's like it's great. It's wonderful.
And do you guys have any plans or goals that you want to accomplish this year at UBC?
I just want to make a lot of movies. I want to, just pursue my craft and make it real, real dope.
My goal is to write a book and get published somewhere. Other than that, I just want to make lots of good, healthy friendships.
Personally, I had a couple of ideas that I'd like to develop as an engineer. Like, just first year problems are quite simple. And, if I can make them happen, then I'd be pretty happy, yeah.
And what is your favorite part of Jumpstart been so far?
My favorite part of Jumpstart would definitely have to be the Missy D Rhythm and Path session this afternoon, the learning session. It was awesome. If you ever have an opportunity to attend something like that, do it. It's so much fun. Like, seriously, it's the best.
Personally, I really like my LCs because in engineering, we built a boat, we did a fake moon landing, we built a paper tower, we learned how to work as a team for like designs and stuff, and like I feel like I learned a lot. If I was a Canadian, being an engineer, I would have like wanted to have these classes and stuff because I found them really useful and really intriguing and really fun. Yeah.
And have you done anything new this week? Have you tried anything new that you've never done before?
Let's see, something new. I mean, I guess I've never met this many people, and I've never been this outgoing in my life. Like, people here are so nice. You just come up to them and you say hi, and everybody's just so friendly. And so I've never, you know, talked to this many strangers. They're not strangers anymore, but to this many people. So yeah, I guess that's something new.
Yeah, I guess all the, like, new for me would be meeting all my friends this past week, and like learning about all these new cultures and things that I didn't really know much about before has been really sweet, because you can just ask people, you know, what was their home like, what was life back like in Romania and Turkey and all these countries across the world, and it's really interesting to just learn how things are away from home and away from like the world you know.
I think something new that I've never done before would be going to a party where I don't know anybody. That's daunting.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. And that's it for us here at the Jumpstart Carnival. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And up next is Crimes and Treasons.
Woo!
Thank you.
Woo!
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.